The joint UN-African Union peacekeeping mission said the peacekeepers were ambushed by 5 or 6 unidentified gunmen on Monday evening while driving near the town of El Janina in West Darfur. The peacekeepers, 3 Nigerians and 1 Rwandan, were flown to a base in the town of El Fasher for treatment, according to the mission, with one of the soldiers in critical condition. A spokesman for the peacekeeping force, Nuruddin Mezni, said that Western Darfur has seen a rise in banditry and other small-scale attacks in recent weeks, but that Monday's attack is more worrisome.
This time our peacekeepers were targeted. Before, it was an issue of carjacking or breaking in the houses of our personnel or in NGOs, compounds. But this time it is a serious incident, and really we strongly condemn this escalation, and we are trying our best to identify the perpetrators and to take the necessary action.
Numerous armed groups operate in Darfur, particularly in the west near the border with Chad. In addition to numerous rebel factions and government-backed militias, a growing number of straightforward armed bandits have taken advantage of the insecurity in the region. The UN has about 15,000 troops deployed in Darfur, but that is still well below its approved strength of 26,000. Also on Tuesday, the United States Embassy said non-emergency staff can leave Sudan. A message from the embassy said protests may encourage attacks on Americans and Europeans. Since the International Criminal Court approved a warrant for President Omar al-Bashir last week, the government has organized several rallies in Khartoum and other cities with fiery rhetoric against the court and its American and European backers. The Sudanese government has said it will protect diplomatic missions and has placed extra security around embassies. The government has expelled 13 international aid agencies from northern Sudan, claiming they were passing information to the ICC. The government has warned that further NGOs, as well as diplomats, could also be kicked out if they do not follow Sudanese laws. The UN has appealed to Sudan to reverse the decision. The UN's top humanitarian official said on Monday that the remaining UN and non-governmental agencies do not have the capacity to fill the gap in aid delivery. On Monday, the African Union reaffirmed its opposition to the ICC warrant. On a visit to Khartoum, where he met with President Bashir, AU Commission Chair Jean Ping said the ICC decision has jeopardized efforts for peace and reconciliation in Darfur. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.